It's finally happening, guys.
Can't believe it.
After all this time, we're doing Alien 3.
Yes!
Oh, you even got all dressed up for it.
I did.
It was
so
a special
excited.
Occasion.
It was. I was like, let me do a black tie kind of thing.
Obviously.
So excited.
I'm so excited.
I thought we were doing Magic Mike for a minute.
You know, the fans have been really, really wanting it.
Yeah.
And they really, really push for it. And I think we don't want to let the fans down. Let's give them Alien 3.
Yeah.
But before we start, I found this weird pen in the prop closet. Have you guys seen this before?
No.
No.
What were we doing?
I don't know. We were going to review a movie, I think.
Yeah.
It was a 90s alien movie.
An alien movie from
alien
the
90s.
She's got a black suit. Guys, I think it's Men in Black.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. There's just a conveniently placed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Men in Black.
Men in Black.
It has
Men
to be
Black.
Men in Black.
Yeah, okay. Because clearly, alien movie from the 90s.
Men in Black. What else would it be?
You think Men in Black, obviously. So, yes, let's talk about Men in Black. Online shopping getting you stressed, Newt?
I know I can find better deals on all this stuff, but constantly searching for discounts is taking forever.
Honey!
Yes, darling.
No, honey. It's the number one shopping tool in America. You like saving money, don't you?
Who doesn't?
Honey finds and applies coupon codes on all your favorite websites when you shop online.
Wow, one click and Honey tests different codes and applies the best ones to your cart. Now I can quickly shop and save on all my favorite things, like video games. And pizza! This is a lot of fun. It's like having my own online shopping sidekick.
And it's so easy to sign up today and start saving with Honey.
Can I get some of that pizza? Honey!
Get Honey for free by going to joinhoney.com/hackthemovies. Again, that's joinhoney.com/hackthemovies so they know we sent you.
It's time to hack the movies. Today, we're talking about tapes with Tony and Newt and Crystal. Talking about tapes.
Oh, by the way, guys, you know what the difference between me and you two are? Is? How do you say that? Guys, do you know what the difference between me and you is? I make this look good.
Even on the second take, he couldn't pull it off.
Yeah, can't pull it off, but baby,
we wear our sunglasses at night. Yeah,
we
okay.
Do. Newt, I have an extra pair. These are my queen ones.
There we
go.
Just wearing ladies' glasses. What's that about ladies' glasses? It's a Seinfeld joke. Anyway. Men in Black. Holy crap. This is a good movie. I loved this movie when it came out. This was big. I remember the teaser for this was friggin' awesome.
Where he kicks the door open?
Yeah. When they shoot it was the UFO crashing and then it's them kicking the door
that
open.
That was Quentin Tarantino's idea.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I had
cool.
no idea. That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, this movie, I was really hyped for this. And when it came out, it was gigantic. And, I feel like this is the closest spiritual successor we're ever going to get to Ghostbusters.
Not Evolution?
No, sadly not Evolution. Although, look, I don't hate Evolution before we get a bunch of fucking Evolution fans screaming at us. But let's not lie. It was not a very good successor.
Came out my senior year in high school. I was a projectionist. And our general manager was a guy named Mr. Muma. And he said, this is going to be as good, if not better, than Ghostbusters. And even in high school, and I was getting ready to go to film school, and I was like, oh, and then we were like, what the fuck?
Wow.
The reason I remember this movie is the very first time I ever had the nerve to ask a girl on a date was to this movie.
How old were you?
This came out in, what, 97?
96.
96. I was in seventh grade.
Aww.
Yeah.
Her name no, 97.
97, so I was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
It came out in the summer, and I worked up the nerve to ask her out on a date, and we went to go see this movie, and then we went swimming at her house, and this kid Cameron, who I was good friends with, who we hadn't seen in a year, he went to a private school, and he came back, and his hair was all long, and he was in good shape now, and she hung out with him, and I'm like, I wish I could neuralize myself. Nod your head. Life's not getting better. Oh, wait, yeah. That's part two.
Yes, yes. So this is like the ultimate like 90s movie. It hit every beat. It's like, it's fun. It's loud. It'll be sold in Blockbuster because this is when they started making movies specifically to be sold in Blockbuster.
Yeah.
It's got enough adult humor. It's got humor for kids, big special effects.
Mm-hmm.
It had a rap song tied in, which the star of the film sings the song in it. You know, looking back, I'm shocked LL Cool J didn't do a Halloween H2O rap.
He was too busy trying to figure out how your head could be like a shark fin. Did you ever see Deep Blue Sea?
Yes.
Yeah, he did the theme song for that.
But yeah, so this like hits every single beat there. And I had a lot of
Rick
fun
Rick Baker's special creature effects are great in this. I was watching a documentary not too long ago about special effects, and Rick Baker was talking about this movie and working with Vincent D'Onofrio, and all they heard from Barry Sonnenfeld and from Steven Spielberg is he's extremely temperamental. You have to be very careful. Like, and like Rick Baker was like, we have to do this and it's going to take 6 hours, and he's super worried. And Vincent D'Onofrio apparently is a massive, like, classic Universal monster fan, and he's always wanted to be a monster in movies. So he would show up early and was just awesome and like to be in the makeup. So from that point on, it made Rick Baker feel so much better. And that's why they started to add more, like him becoming rotted later in the movie.
That's awesome.
They really let him play more about it. You
that's
know?
Really cool. Yeah.
I do hear he's difficult though. I've really? Known.
Well, he is the kingpin.
Yeah, the constipated kingpin.
Yeah.
he sounds so constipated in that
I
show.
Love that show.
That's, I love it too, but just the way how he delivers his lines, I'm like, oof.
And I didn't realize until recently that his girlfriend is Kal-El's mom in Man of Steel.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah.
That is in our Man of Steel commentary track.
Mm-hmm.
You probably only remember the ending. You remember the ending of the commentary track, but let's not dwell on that.
Who doesn't remember it?
Yeah. So, Crystal, did you see this in theaters when it came out?
Yeah. I don't even remember really going to movie theaters when I was little, to be honest. I remember renting it on. Probably a Blockbuster or something like that.
How old were you in 1996?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But I didn't remember how much I truly enjoyed it. Because as the movies go on, I start liking them a little less, And then when I was like, oh, I gotta go watch Men in Black, all right. And then I watched it and I was like, oh my God, this is awesome.
This is the polar opposite of Batman Forever for Tommy Lee Jones. Because Tommy Lee Jones is the best part of this entire movie.
He's really good in it.
Yeah.
He's really good in it.
He's so good.
The movie wants you to think Will Smith is the best part. Mm-hmm. And he's great.
Yeah.
But Tommy Lee Jones is the best part of this movie. So this is based off a comic that no one's actually read.
I didn't know it was a comic. I remember the summer it came out, the comic book store that we used to go to, the guy telling us that it was a comic book and like seeing it and being like, oh, and it looks, it's nothing like the movie.
It's because it's more like what you think the Men in Black are.
But like, they also had a little bit of like a Hellboy thing because they also fought monsters and cryptids and ghosts and stuff like that. Almost like a little Dylan Doggy, you know?
Yeah.
It makes sense for it to be a comic because you can have so many freaking stories out of this.
Yeah.
I did like, it said Marvel and Malibu comics. I'm like, I remember they did the Mortal Kombat comics.
And the Street Fighter comics.
Yeah.
Malibu also did the famous Doom comic.
Which we have.
Rip and tear your guts.
We have somewhere.
You have big guts.
Where did the Doom comic go? Black Band, if that's missing,
we
that's
wanted
very
to do,
expensive.
Remember, last year we wanted to do a live-action version
last year,
of that.
I've been wanting to do that for 10 years, and I've never gotten around to it. So apparently John Landis was offered a chance.
John Landis was asked to direct this originally, and he just said it's going to be Blues Brothers with aliens, so he passed, and he saw it, and he was like, no, I mean, hey. Thank God he didn't direct it.
Yeah.
Fucking Will Smith didn't get decapitated.
Had to bring it up.
What?
Now we're never going to get Max Landis on the show.
The cockroaches that were all crushed in the movie were actually mustard packets.
That's pretty
funny.
Which is kind of interesting. Clint Eastwood was originally offered the role of Kay, but of course he turned it down.
That would have been interesting.
That would have been, I was just thinking that.
That's kind of all I have.
That's it?
Yeah, I want to talk about the movie.
Okay.
Directed by Barry Sonnenfeld, who did Adam's Family and Adam's Family,
Family
Values. Adam's Family Values being the first episode you were in.
It was.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, you're at the end of Adam's Family.
Yeah, because I stole things.
You stole things, and we just let you stick around.
Yeah, Also, you turned out to be a longtime friend of Nude, and we also knew you before then, but in that episode, we didn't know you.
You didn't know
me. Yeah. It's continuity,
but do you really know me?
I keep looking out for Mr. Lobo.
So we tend to forget a lot of things. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Sometimes I have, like, you know, very vivid memories, and then sometimes I have deja vu.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. I wonder if something happens. Anyway, I really like the beginning of the movie with the dragonfly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and I think those are, like, miniature backgrounds and stuff, because they look cool. Live action, but the dragonfly is CGI.
My complaint about this is Danny Elfman on autopilot.
Bum, 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 bum.
Because there's so many music cues in this where I go, oh, that's just Batman Returns. Like, that was lazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Every
careful
big...
what you say about Danny Elfman.
No.
Every big composer.
I love Danny Elfman.
Every big composer does it. I think, I remember there was this show that took place in a video store. Mm-hmm. Very vague memories of it. But I believe the first episode they did Mac and Me.
Mm-hmm.
And a really, if I remember right, this really handsome Italian gentleman pointed out that Alan Silvestri reused his Predator score in Mac and Me.
Yeah.
But he did it in, like, a different, like, key. So it was like the Predator score, but happy. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Can't remember the name of that show, but I remember really liking it. Anyway. do you know who's driving the van?
Who's driving the van?
Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh.
That.
The werewolf in Monster Squad.
Yes, yes. The homeless rickshaw driver from Seinfeld. Yeah.
Bet you I could throw a football over those mountains. I don't know why Justin and I were quoting. The other day I walked into Justin's office and I said, those chickens have large talons, and he just put his head down on his computer.
Why?
I don't know. I did. Napoleon Dynamite came back into my life recently.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a person unironically wearing a Vote for Pedro t-shirt.
That's funny.
And I was just like, oh, we've circled back around.
You know, Napoleon Dynamite's great, all right?
It is.
I don't want to hear it.
No, I like that movie.
Yeah. So I liked at the beginning, it's, you know, the immigration control trying to stop illegal aliens coming over the border.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the Men in Black show up to stop other illegal aliens. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That was awesome.
And who was it? Mikey, the alien?
Yeah. And the head on the stick is great.
Yeah.
The eyes still blink.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, our audience is younger. There used to be the MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
In the year that this movie came out was also the same year that Boogie Nights came out.
Oh.
And there was best special effect in that. And the head on the stick wins. And Marky Mark's fake dick is in it. And it's wearing a top hat and a tie. And it loses. And it storms out of the theater.
I don't remember that.
Which I think was an in-joke to... when Burt Reynolds didn't win the Oscar that year from Boogie Nights, he got pissed off and left.
That's pretty
funny. So I was like, that's kind of funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Mikey is a good blend of CGI and practical effects.
That was really good.
He looks like an episode one character.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yes, but not as bad.
No.
Because he's like darkly lit and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he notices the one cop spying on him and he like attacks him for some reason. He is a criminal.
Yeah.
I saw your notes like, oh, killing this alien, wouldn't that cause some kind of war? And it's like, no, he's like, you're a criminal. You just violated like several treaties.
Yeah.
So his home planet, it's like, that guy sounds like a real asshole. Glad you got rid of him. But somehow he came back to life because I think in the VHS version of the movie, they play the music video for Men in Black, and Mikey is the one
dancing
with Will Smith.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I got to rewatch that music video.
The thing you don't know is that, Crystal, the good guys dress in black. Remember that, just in case we ever come face-to-face and make contact. Title held by me, MIB, because what you thought you saw, Crystal, you did not see.
Thank you for that, and I'm going to stop you. I think this weird pen is out of batteries.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
I don't know what happened.
Make it work.
And right now, before you go any further,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop you from telling the Wild Wild West story because you've already told it twice
on this show. I wasn't going to tell the Wild Wild West
story. I feel like you were going
to do
the Wild
I just
Wild
remember.
We need every episode where he repeats his stories.
Because I keep getting this weird pen going off in my face.
How do I keep fucking remembering you?
Yeah. I really like Agent K.
Yeah.
I really like his name, K. Mm-hmm. Nice, simple, just one letter. K.
Yeah, like if you said K to somebody, that brings up warm memories of Men in Black.
Yes, yes. You know, people usually say a lot of things to me and I can't find the words, and I think of Men in Black and I just go, K.
And they should go, man, I haven't watched Men in Black in a long
time.
I should get off Reddit and go watch Men in Black.
But yeah, so a cleanup crew shows up, and they're like hazmat. They look like the 13 ghosts.
Yeah, I wrote in my notes, they're dressed like the dudes in the, what is it, the garbage place or whatever.
The fucking garbage truck that sprays blood. So they're the opposite. They're going to clean up blue liquid.
Yeah.
Yes. Whereas 13 Ghosts was spraying red liquid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, opposite.
But this scene always made me sad with the old guy.
Oh my gosh. Like, it was so sad. Look at the stars. Aren't they beautiful?
But yeah, it's very sad when he's just like, I can't do it anymore. And then, boop, flash.
Yeah. Where would that guy go then? Like, what would they, where could he do at that point?
I don't know. Do they have it written in, like, their thing, like, what they want when
Well, I mean, that would make a lot of sense,
sure
right?
I'm sure they do, because Kay did. Kay knew exactly. He knew how many years to go back, because his life stopped when he was in a coma, that you find out.
Yeah. And they actually referenced that at the end, but I was like, what do they do with this poor old man? Like,
I'm sure they have a...
They should have had a scene where just Kay is, like, running the street, and he's just, like, a homeless person.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a
bummer. My God. Did you ever see the Billie Jean music video?
I can't.
Michael Jackson. He's like walking down the street, and like when he's stepping on the things, they light up. There's like a homeless guy laying in the garbage, and Michael Jackson flips a coin, and it goes in the dude's little thing. And then he's wearing a white tuxedo, but he's still laying in the garbage. And that just I don't know why that just popped into my head. Hot take: Off the Wall is a better Michael Jackson album than Thriller.
Okay, I don't have strong feelings on it, so
it is a good one though. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's not as
All right, let's get back to Men in Black.
Okay. Speaking of beautiful musicians who are very great, Will Smith shows up.
Will Smith shows up, and he's wearing a spacesuit / prison jumpsuit.
What? That was like a style at the time.
That was a full 90s. It was just a jumpsuit.
Was he wearing his Timberlands in this scene? Ooh, he always liked to wear Timberlands.
He did.
Like 90s black porn stars. Yeah. They always wore their Timberlands in their sex scenes.
He's chasing a stuntman who is not Ray Park.
It's not. It looked like Ray Park.
I don't think it's Ray Park, but I think I looked that up before. I didn't see his name in the credits, but yeah, he does look a lot like Ray Park.
Just because he was able to do like the parkour-y shit.
Yeah.
You know?
And,
I screamed parkour. I don't know why, but that just happens. Like you're just watching
the
movie, you're
like
just
the
like, parkour!
Parkour! He has the world's worst space gun.
Yeah.
Because he pulls a gun out on him. And it gets knocked, and then
it just shatters.
And it's such a terrible effect, because it explodes, and then it just, like...
disappears.
A hard cut just disappears.
It reminded me of... Did you ever see the Mystery Science Theater movie?
Yeah.
When the mutant falls, and they're like, oh, self-cleaning mutant. It just takes care of itself.
But yeah, so it's the worst gun ever, and then he runs into the Guggenheim Museum? Mm-hmm. Is that what that... Yeah, it's the Guggenheim, right? And there's like that
after
cool...
it's raining black people in New York.
When he's like chasing onto the tour bus.
There are so many just random one-liners in this movie.
And apparently that was an ad lib. They did it a bunch of times and the line wasn't working, so Will Smith just said that.
That's
amazing. They had to get it quick because all the extras started laughing and they just left it in the movie.
I feel like there's a lot of moments in this that were probably just one-liners.
Yeah.
But I do like the effect where, like, so this guy is, like, freaked out. He's I'm running, he's coming, I gotta get up, gotta get out of here, and he's like, well, we'll talk about it. Then his eyes, like, blink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is creepy. They're kind of, like, lizard-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I always, this part always creeped me out where he just jumps off.
Yeah.
It's such a good effect, because you don't see any strings, but, like, they don't cut till like the last minute, and it looks like, I think it was all like blue screen and stuff, but it looks like it's in camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember being in the theater, like really freaked out that I was about to see this guy splatter on the sidewalk. Yes. Yeah. So then we meet, he's not really the villain, but the villain is also in this shot.
Well, he's kind of the villain. He's really mean to his wife.
He's super abusive.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's
his wife,
screaming.
Who is Elaine's roommate from Seinfeld, from the early seasons of Seinfeld.
I like her whenever she's in stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Every time I see her, I'm like, oh, it's that lady. Yeah. But yeah, so they're arguing.
It's a
fighting.
Random, like, super rednecky little house in upstate New York.
Yeah.
But I like when you watch this, you can see the UFO, like, right from the first frame.
Yeah.
When I watched this, like, you know, as a kid growing up, it took me years to realize, I'm like, oh, wow, it doesn't just pop. It's, like, actually slowly
falling,
at the top of the frame.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love that line. The only thing that pulls its weight around here is my goddamn truck, and the truck just destroyed. And that's when we meet our real villain.
Yes. The bug.
Does he have a name? He's just the bug.
The bug.
Yeah.
They don't give him like every alien gets like a fancy alien name. Mm-hmm. He's bugs. Just
the bug.
Well, they're just like cockroaches. There's like millions of them. Yeah. So, you know. Yeah.
They just like to destroy everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what does he ask Vincent D'Onofrio? He's like, give me your weapon or something. Yeah,
they said, put down your gun or something like that, or give me your gun. He goes, you can't take my gun if you pry down my cold dead hands. He goes, proposal accepted.
Yeah, which is that's the famous Charlton Heston line to the NRA when he said, if they want my gun, they'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. That was his whole thing.
Shall not be infringed. Am I right, guy? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so D'Onofrio is fantastic in this.
He's great. Yeah. When he goes back in the house.
And I love the running gag that, like, his skin is just not on his body. It's just, like, hanging up. Because then, like, when you see the bug later on, you have to imagine it's just...
He's all crinkled into it.
These bugs are really, like, they have, like, the opposite of claustrophobia. They like being in tight. Because when you see a spaceship, you're like, that spaceship's way too tiny for
him. Well, I guess if they're cockroaches, they're used to going into underneath of things.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, cockroaches can, like...
Yeah.
They can, like, squeeze into tight places. Mm-hmm. So you have to imagine there's, like, this 20-foot bug just in this guy's skin.
But he's such a great physical comedian.
Yeah.
The way he moves his butt. Because, you know, you're used to seeing him in, like, Platoon. You know? Mm-hmm. This is way before Daredevil. So it's like, you know, and you're, you know, the last Jurassic World movie.
Second to
last one? Yeah. Oh, whatever. But yeah, so I forgot how good he is in this movie.
He's great.
Sugar.
Sugar.
And then her whole, sugar water. But I'll do that line like constantly. And I haven't seen this movie in a long time. There's just certain lines in this movie that stick out in my head, you know.
And this was an early, like how they blended practical and digital, you know, transitioning and stuff. But, like, when he pulls his skin back.
Yeah.
Like, that better? My only issue is when they go to the wide shot, his face is normal, but he's still holding it. I think they were going to animate the face going back, and then they didn't. Yeah. So then he's just standing there, like, real awkwardly. I'm like, that's a little weird.
They didn't Beetlejuice it?
They didn't Beetlejuice it.
Yes. Oh. It's so weird to see all these practical effects and all this mix, but yet there's other movies around this time that just suck. CGI in general.
It was new. Not everyone had the same budget. Like
Steven Spielberg produced this movie.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg. He probably got ILM and shit on this. Like, but Spielberg's producing. You're
this
getting
was
good
what 97. This is actually pretty damn good for 97.
Well, because you see movies later on. 97 was also Titanic, which was like way better effects.
Again, this is after Terminator 2 and after Jurassic Park. There's no excuse anymore.
Yes.
You know?
What about the other movies that did suck with the CGI?
What movie had bad CGI in the 90s? Are you going to say Spawn had bad CGI? All right. Are you going to say Species had bad CGI?
There was no bad CGI in the 90s. None.
Species had plenty of boobs, though, so it ranks a little higher in my book, you know?
Yes. Next, you're going to say Alien Resurrection had bad CGI.
No, never. Never. I would never say that.
Oh, you don't. We should do Alien 3 soon. We keep talking about it.
That's why haven't we done it?
Yeah, we should do it. We haven't gotten around to it. I don't want to let the fans down. We got to get to it at some point.
This would have been a perfect night to do it.
This would have been a good night, but we're talking about Men in Black. Well, we got to keep talking about
it. Got to pick one alien. Yeah.
So Will Smith is being confronted about like what happened. When someone jumps off a building, you get asked questions about that.
I like the cops. Like, you're not half the man.
If you're the half the man I was, like, I am half. There were no witnesses. He's like, yeah, well, a lot of the police department here are packing a lot around their waist. But this is a really good moment where we get introduced to Dr. Weaver, Linda
Fiorentino.
What has she been in? I feel like she disappeared from movies.
Dogma?
Am I just not seeing her in things?
Dogma. She was in Jade with David Caruso. The South Park reference, when the very first episode, they're like, Ike, do your impersonation of David Caruso's career. And Ike goes, it's my turn, and jumps out of the UFO. she was apparently super hard to work with.
Really?
And Kevin Smith wished that he didn't cast her in Dogma. He wished he kept Janine Garofalo in that part.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would have worked better for that.
Yeah. Movie.
Although she was a great actress. Like, I like her.
She's been in a lot of stuff, but she just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, a lot of times these actors, people are like, oh, they're not in anything. I'm like, no, a lot of times they still do act. Mm-hmm. So I got to look it up and see. I'm like, maybe she's just doing indie stuff and foreign stuff.
I assume that's where she came from, like the indie world, you know?
It was weird when people were like, what was it? when like they decided to remake RoboCop for no reason, mm-hmm. and they're like, Michael Keaton's in movies again. It's like, Michael Keaton never left.
No, he never left. Yeah.
Or like Jim Carrey. People went to see Sonic, and that's how I learned that people in my generation just stopped watching Jim Carrey movies in the 90s. And they're like, Jim Carrey's back. I'm like, Jim Carrey never left.
Did no one?
If anything, I want Jim Carrey to go away.
Did no one see the number 23?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, so bad. Directed by Joel Schumacher.
Yes, yes. But yeah, so I like when she's like, hey, I believe you, meet me at the morgue. And as soon as she goes out, just neuralized. Yeah.
Her brain is all fucked up because they do it later. And they're like, aren't you worried about her? He's like, a little.
I forgot that. It's been a few years since I've seen this. I forgot how early they introduced. Because I always thought, I'm like, oh, yeah, they introduce her pretty late. I'm like, oh, no, there she is. Yeah. Like literally like the fourth scene.
But that also explains why she's kind of kooky, too, because she's got partial memories and stuff.
But she also says it, too. Like, she doesn't like actual people. She'd rather hang out with the dead.
Yeah. But Agent K comes in and, you know, unplugs the security camera and he's like, yeah, there were gills, not eyelids.
He was breathing. Yeah.
Why would you have gills in your eye? I don't know. I don't know how it works. But he's like, look, I got to show you stuff. He's like, I got so much paperwork. And I love when he's like, good job on the paperwork.
Yeah. The guy walks by. He's like, wow, good job on the paperwork. It's taken care of already.
Imagine if you had those skills. You just literally control everything.
And so he wants to know what kind of gun the alien was carrying.
Yeah.
And speaking of 13 Ghost, they go to Tony Shalhoub.
Monk.
Woo!
And he is great as Jeeves.
Officer Eduardo, how did these get here? I thought I'd turn these into the proper authorities.
The way I hear it, Jeevesy, you into something a little hotter than some stolen Rolexes.
Well, I'm a huge crack dealer now, but I still work here because I love the hours.
I'm talking about guns, smartass.
But he gets interrogated, and Kay is not dealing with his shit, so he shoots his head off.
Yeah.
And that's when you find out he just regrow his head.
And his eyeballs are all fucked up when they come back.
His eyes were fucked up before, so that means his head has been blown up so many times that his eyes just keep getting worse.
Oh, it stings! Stop doing that!
But yeah, then he shows him.
And the pawn shop is called Universal Pawn, which I thought was cool. I was like, oh, because they're space aliens. Yeah.
Yeah.
So outside, Will Smith sees two people in Christmas lights riding a bike.
Mm-hmm.
They come back in the sequels. Yeah. I think one of the sequels.
Really?
Yeah, I think one of the sequels, they have like a baby on the back of their bike.
Hilarious.
So it's like, oh, the Christmas light bike people, they got married, I guess. And yeah, then he gets neuralized.
Yeah.
And they wake up in a fucking Chinese restaurant.
Yeah. He's just there talking his...
Yeah, he's like telling the end of some horrible joke.
About popcorn.
Yeah.
You're just like, what happened? I'm all like, these beer bottles in front.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's the setup? And all of he's like, you gotta lay off the sauce, man. The next day, he goes to the tunnel authority.
Yeah.
The bridge and tunnel authority, which is like the headquarters for the Men in Black.
Which reminds me of the first Hellboy movie. The BPRD is underneath the North Jersey like recycling and sanitation committee.
I,
you know?
I like when you walk into the building, it's just two giant fans.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. But yeah, he shows up. He meets Rip Torn.
Not Rip Taylor.
Not Rip Taylor. Torn.
No, yep.
This would have been a completely different movie if it was Rip Taylor and he's just throwing glitter in the air. Like,
I really, really miss the Twitter account Rip Torn Outlives.
What?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, he died recently. He died a few years back, so they stopped it. But this guy had a Twitter account for things that Rip Torn has outlived.
Mm-hmm.
It was like people and thing, like if a show got canceled or something, or it was ridiculous, but he would always Photoshop Rip Torn into the picture of the thing that he outlived.
Oh,
what
my
a
God,
great
that's
name, too.
Rip Torn.
That is.
You know, didn't he get arrested for, like, falling asleep in a bank vault or something?
Yeah, he got, like, drunk and tried to, like, go into a bank.
Yeah.
What a life.
He's so, I mean, Justin and I have talked about this a million times. Freddy Got Fingered is one of the funniest movies ever made in human history.
He's pretty good.
And he's the dad in that one.
Yes. What I love, I love that he's got all these military people there. They're like, we're the best of the best with honors.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, here's our first test. It's a written test. I love that the test is like, who's going to be smart enough to use the table?
Yes.
Because they're constantly like,
Cutting holes through it.
I love that the movie is set in 1997 or whatever, but everything has that kind of World's Fair look to it. It's all like their furniture.
Well,
have that.
It kind of makes sense because I think it's implied they started the Men in Black in what, like the 50s?
Yeah.
So that all, they designed all that stuff back then and then just haven't updated their design.
Because then that chair also that they're sitting in also pops up in Sarah Jessica Parker's set in Mars Attacks.
Yeah, those are very, very popular chairs.
Yes.
Also, the cover to Italian Spider-Man is Italian Spider-Man sitting in that chairs. But yeah, so I like how the tests aren't like what you think they are first. It's just like, who's going to use the table?
Yeah.
And then the next one is the shooting one.
I love the next one.
And this reminds me of the Mars Attacks, Men in Black ride at Universal Studios.
Yep.
Have you ever been on that one?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's great. Where you're like,
I'm trying to remember it.
You're like a new recruit. It's one of those rides where you have a gun and like you're shooting targets.
There's a Buzz Lightyear one.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's
They have a few in Wildwood that's like that. They have one in Wildwood. They changed it so many times.
Yeah, but the Men in Black one is awesome because they built like the building.
I'm remembering it. Yeah.
So you go through and it starts off as like a training thing, but then like it's like, oh no, aliens attacked. You got to go into the city, and then suddenly you're in the real city.
Yeah.
Yes.
On the border between U.S. and Canada, like where the Grand Canyon is, or the Grand Canyon, Jesus Christ.
The Pennsylvania Grand Canyon?
Yes. Yes. Niagara Falls.
We said in the video that we would go there, and people want us to go to the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon.
It's beautiful.
But the Niagara Falls, in before Sam Raimi's Spider-Man, there used to be like a little tourist area there, and they had a Spider-Man ride that was like that I remember going to with my family where you had to shoot stuff. And then Marvel pulled all the licensing, so they had to remove everything, and it was all corny after that and really bad.
But yeah, the shooting is really, really funny because they're all shooting the monsters. Will Smith shoots the little girl.
Yeah, the little girl, his name was...
Tiffany.
Little Tiffany. Tiffany's about to start some shit.
Because she has quantum physics.
Little girl, 8 years old in the ghetto holding books about quantum physics. Like,
this guy over here, he's just trying to work out. This guy,
he's sneezing.
He's not girly. He's sneezing. He's got tissue.
Be appreciated if you ease up off my back. I say that to all my employers. I'm like, can you ease up off my back about it?
One day.
And they say, Tony, you're getting a raise. They say it all the time.
Somehow... you've just failed upwards. I don't know how it works.
Well, you know, I watched a lot of Batman growing up, and I really related to producer John Peters, and I just failed upwards.
Yep, you go from being Barbra Streisand's hairdresser to the head of Warner Brothers.
And I love, so they take Will Smith aside because Kay wants him.
Yeah.
He's like, look, he ran down a cephalopod, I think he said,
on foot.
So I love the rest of the... He doesn't realize he's, like, making fun of him. He's like, you've really proved, like, the best that the militaries have to offer.
Yeah, the best, yeah. It's like, oh my God, that's mean.
And I love when he's just like, now we gotta give you an eye exam.
And that's when he shows him the dossier that Kay was there that the night...
Well, he doesn't know it's him yet.
No, I know, but it's, you know... there the night that we made first contact. He's like, oh, you gave that tall man flowers. And then they use the UFOs that landed to cover up the World's Fair.
Yeah.
And he's like, why else do you think we held it in Queens?
But I love that, like, Jay doesn't believe him. He's like, well, last time we got a CAT scan.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, you want some coffee? And then we meet the worms.
They're great.
I love the worms, them.
Who are also on the Men in Black ride. When you're in the line.
And they're in the cartoon. Yes.
Yeah, they're in the cartoon, which we'll talk about a little bit about the cartoon afterwards. And the worms are great.
They are. They're fun.
They're
just so much fun. He's sitting on a bench with them.
Think about it.
Right.
He said, think about it because if you accept this, then you're nothing anymore. You are erased from history. Mm-hmm. Anyone in your life, you're going to be forgotten.
Yeah.
And I really like this one line where he says, people are, I think it was this part where he says,
a person is smart,
people are dumb.
Which is what I've always thought about if aliens were real, why we wouldn't let people know about it.
And
it
makes so much sense. I was like, ooh. And then he turns around, like, is it worth it? And he's like, absolutely.
Yeah, but
and
I was like, lying.
Mm-hmm.
He's lying. Anyway.
I don't know. Would you do it? If you had to erase, if you guys had to... Just
I want
not
more
exist.
Than 24 hours for me
I
to
think,
make it.
Here's the thing. I think people would notice if a super famous, super buff, and super handsome YouTuber went missing.
Yeah. They look at their subscription box and they're like, I feel like I'm missing videos.
And then they go, oh, wait, now it's just Newton Crystal? What was that guy's name again? And then it just becomes our show. We'll have Justin on more.
See, you ruined
Johanna.
It. You ruined it. I was like, you're smart not making Justin the host. Because you tried that and it didn't work.
Well, he'll pick a better movie next time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I love Pokemon.
Justin picked an obscure movie, you know, Pokemon, yeah, the biggest franchise in the world.
No one knows what Pokemon are.
I mean, it hurts me in the long run because it's my channel, but thank you for not giving that episode a chance.
Everyone go watch it and make it the biggest episode now.
So, I hope that rebounds.
So we go to headquarters finally. And I fucking love I love headquarters. Mm-hmm. We see Carl Strickland.
Yes.
Right? Is that how you pronounce mm-hmm. his name? Yeah, Strucken.
Yeah.
Carl spelled weird. Strucken. The giant from Twin Peaks. Yes. He's the giant from Twin Peaks. Lurch. Yes. Lurch from Adam's family and the giant from Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
If you have any vegetables, he just pulls out a monster.
Yeah.
I think Vern Troyer is one of the little aliens.
He was, I saw his name in the credits.
I love the see-through slug. Mm-hmm. That thing is fucking awesome.
That he tries to pet?
Yeah, he's
that
like, don't touch him.
He's angry.
And then we meet the twins, Willy Wank and Bob. Yes. But he has to scream his name. He's like, you're the twins. And Bob. And who are the aliens on the screen?
We see Al Roker. We see Danny DeVito. We see director Barry Sonnenfeld and his daughter. We see Sylvester Stallone. We see Dionne Warwick. We see Newt Gingrich. George Lucas and executive producer Steven Spielberg.
Oh, and they also, before that they looked at the screen, they also saw all these little gadgets. So much fun to look back at because that was in 96. And there's like a little, this like, oh, this is going to replace CDs. I'm just looking at that now.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah, it did.
Oh, great. It did. Yeah. Oh, and then he says he thought his teacher was an alien. And then they show his teacher. And you notice she's from Philadelphia.
Yeah, I thought that was a good reference.
Will Smith was born and raised on the playground is where he spent most of his days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and shooting some b-ball outside of school when a couple of guys, they were up to no good, started making trouble in his neighborhood. Got him one little fight and his parents got scared and said, you're moving to your aunt and uncle in Bel Air. I forgot how the rest of that
went. I was like, oh, you're messing up the words now. And his mom got scared.
If I remember correctly, you're from Jersey, right?
South Jersey, yeah.
Okay, please don't appropriate the national anthem, the Philadelphia anthem.
I'm sorry. That's my John.
Do not steal my people's heritage. Okay, my
cultural appropriation.
That you are culturally appropriating the proud song of my people from
gritty,
Philly.
Gritty is the flag. For our followers who don't know, look up Gritty. Gritty's probably the greatest thing to happen to Philadelphia since the Liberty Bell.
Symbolizes Philly.
I'm the best thing in Philadelphia. I mean, I haven't lived there since 2010, but I'm the best thing in
Philadelphia. Well, no, since 2010, you're the best thing that's happened to Philadelphia.
Oh, poor Philly.
Yeah, so this is the whole, like, this is where he touches the gadget, right?
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, and the
when
ball.
When he touches the ball and it just, mm-hmm. like, breaks
everything. Yeah, when they're looking at all the toys, yeah.
Yeah, and I just love when he's like, yeah, this caused the 1980-something blackout.
Yeah,
the New York blackout.
So-and-so did it. He thought it was hilarious.
I also like that all the men in black, when they're not wearing their jackets, look like the cast of Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're about to ruin the Book of Mormon.
Oh, yeah?
Are they really?
Yeah, we'll talk about it off camera.
Okay.
You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good.
Yeah, you tried that in the beginning. It took two takes, but we got it.
Fuck you. Edgar comes back.
Yes.
And he is stalking Rosenberg. Not to be confused with Jason Goldberg.
Not
Rosenberg.
Jason. No.
Nope. Probably related, though. And he's there with his...
Same tribe.
Yeah, his little cat. And he's like, let's go, little cat. I'm Rosenberg.
So every time... So I'm sitting at my kitchen table last night watching this. And I had it on my laptop and I was doing other work. And every time the cat made a sound... My cat was on the other side, stuck her head on the thing and was like, fuck's going on here? And then just went back to what she was doing. Oh. But when the cat hissed, she was eating her food and she stopped and looked at me. I was like, what? What do you want me to do?
I'm not going to lie. Your cat's a little broken.
I know.
But yeah, so he goes to meet Lurch.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking in their alien language.
They did an awesome, beautiful hug. You're just like, aw. And they sit down.
Pierogies are a delicacy across the galaxy.
Yeah. And then they're like, is that like? So there's something called the galaxy.
Yes.
And then he thinks it's in a tiny little thing. He's like, mm-hmm. He's like, no, these are just some diamonds for you and the kids.
Yeah.
And this is a really good reveal when Edgar is. He just shows up as one of the restaurant's employees. He's like, what happened
to
this guy?
Well, he killed the exterminator.
Yeah. He did.
Oh, yeah, he killed an exterminator earlier, and he took his van.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I want to point out, they designed him to kind of look like a bug.
A bug, yeah.
I remember that in the special features. They were like, yeah, we wanted to give him, like, the bug eye thing. Yeah, so he's there now, and I love when he's all like, the other guy's on a break, and the camera pans, the guy's just twisted in half.
Twist underneath of the thing? Yeah, it was great.
And then he kills.
Yeah, he has like his stinger comes out and stabs him in the neck.
Straight through the neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this upsets the cat, whose name we don't know at the moment.
No, not yet.
And I'm a little, well, I guess with the morgue scene, I'll talk about how I'm a little confused how Rosenberg got killed.
Yeah.
It's a little confusing. While that's happening, JK. That's JK. Pretty funny. They're going to apprehend an alien who's out of his zone.
It's stuck on the New Jersey Turnpike. How many times have we been stuck on the New Jersey Turnpike?
Fuck that road. Fuck that road.
Yeah, so yeah, they find him and they're like, what are you doing, man? Where are you going? He's like, my wife's pregnant. I just want to leave. So, I love how none of the aliens are letting them know, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
Like don't you want to...
Was his wife also an alien, or did he impregnate a human woman?
No, I think she was an alien. Because while Kay's interrogating the guy, Jay is waiting to give birth to the baby.
He needs to catch the baby.
Yeah, that big tentacle is hers.
Okay, I thought that was the baby.
That wasn't
no,
true
No, because
either.
When you see the baby, the tentacles aren't that big. But yeah, I love the tentacle. It's just slamming him on the car.
Because there's a very mundane... Yeah. Bureaucratic conversation going on in the foreground, and behind it he's getting fucking slammed against the car, and it looks okay. The CGI still looks okay.
Yeah, the
looks
tentacles, it's a little smooth, not as detailed as it would be now, but it holds up fine. You say the same thing about some of the dinosaurs in the daytime in the first Jurassic Park. They're still a little smooth, but there's no other way they could have done it.
Then the baby pops out. And the baby looks like Kit Fisto from Star Wars Episode 2.
Which we love. We love Star Wars Episode 2. It's the greatest. All the Star Wars prequels are great.
Well, we just said the best part of that movie is when Natalie Portman's midriff gets ripped.
Yes, but also everything else is the best part because George Lucas is great because he's not Kathleen Kennedy. That's what the internet told me.
Oh, okay. Do you believe everything they say on the internet?
Yes.
Some people say you're very talented and famous.
I believe it. Do they say other things about me, dude?
No.
Nothing. No. Not at all.
Only positive.
No.
Only positive comments about this show.
I mean,
everyone on it.
Never mind.
So I love how the men...
That's me. I read the internet.
Don't.
The internet and just don't. Go, oh my God.
Don't read the internet. They're mean.
I love how the Men in Black get their information is from the tabloids.
Yeah.
Yes, like that was brilliant.
Like the Weekly World and whatnot.
It's like the best reporter that ever existed.
It's like, alien took my husband's skin.
Yeah.
And then they go to visit the poor woman. And I love her. She's like, are you guys going to laugh at me too? He's like, the FBI does not have sense of humor.
That we're aware of. That's such a great line.
That
yeah.
was amazing.
Yeah, so they're like asking
her. And that's the thing. They had to tell Tommy Lee Jones, you got to play this as straight as possible for the comedy to work. And I'm so glad that he never breaks from that. And he works so well in this movie just being the straight man.
Yeah.
It's a weird pairing that works.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like, what's a weird pairing that didn't work? I think Sean Connery and I think Wesley Snipes and that
was
that
God.
Movie.
Murder at 1600?
No. They were in like a buddy cop movie.
In Japan.
Is that what it's called?
They were in a buddy... No, they were in like they were in a movie in Japan.
Give me a second.
Yeah.
I really want to know the title of the
movie. This was a trivia question, and Johanna and I were trying to figure out what the answer was.
You never got the answer?
It reminds me of Sean Connery and Wesley Snipes in Rising Sun.
Rising Sun, that's the name of it. Good thing we didn't look it up on our phones.
Yes, but like I remember that movie, and it's like... I don't remember that being a good team, and fucking Anthony Hopkins and Chris Rock were in a movie, and it didn't work. But some reason, it really works here.
You know,
because
they're
complete polar opposite.
You know, it's a great pairing.
What?
Sonny Chiba and Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yes, in Immortal Kombat, which was the first 2B Tuesday on Patreon. Mm-hmm. We got a couple 2B Tuesdays on Patreon right now.
Ooh.
Sign up and go watch our Immortal Kombat review, because that movie was deceivingly good.
Yes. And then we also did, what did we do? We did,
did
Super Sentai Zooranger, the series that was used, Power Rangers got all its footage from.
Mm-hmm.
We cover. Really? I went back and I watched the Japanese series.
It's all on Tubi.
Actually, watch Tubi Tuesdays. Though.
Yes, yeah, you should. Thank you. You
know, I'm not in any of them.
Well, maybe one day
we're gonna do Swamp Zombies too eventually.
Yes, and we did. What else did we do?
You did
Monster Brawl.
You did Monster Brawl. You did My Big Gay Italian Wedding.
My Big Gay Italian Wedding. Yeah. And by the time this comes out, I think the The Legend of the Titanic, which is the animated one of the three animated Titanic movies that all feature talking mice. Anyway,
because everyone, because almost if you go, well, everyone who was actually in the real Titanic's dead now. We could just make something out of it, you know. There used to be a Titanic like children's ride on the Wildwood Boardwalk, and I was just like, that's in terrible taste.
That is in very terrible taste.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I love when they question the wife and then they neuralize her and he's like, what the hell, man? He's like, and he's like, yeah, you know, you're going to stay with your mom for a little bit. I love like Will Smith is like, well, let's try to make her a little bit better. He's like, you left him. Yeah, actually. Yeah.
You're going
to
go.
You're going to get an interior decorator.
You're going to get some dresses. Yeah. You're going to get a facial.
I love that.
I want to know how her life turned out after that.
I do,
that,
too.
You know?
Like, she never shows up in the sequels, but that'd be great.
She became one of the Sex and the City girls. Like,
But yeah, so then he's like testing the soil, and he's like, oh, it's a bug.
Yep.
And he also, he keeps calling him Slick.
Oh, because Will Smith says, I don't want to be called
Youngin'
son and all this kind of stuff. So the running gag for the rest of the movie is they just call him every other nickname. And I was like, that's such a good joke, you know?
The nicknames that Kay gives him is so funny.
Yeah. So they go to the morgue and they meet the Dr. Weaver.
Linda Fiorentino.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I really love they're pretending to be. What are they pretending to be?
Doctors?
They were doctors. Yeah.
Doctor.
Because he's like, Dr. So and so. And he's like, she's like, Dr. So and so.
Because the first time when they showed up at the wife's house, he goes, oh, and this is Detective or whatever it is.
Detective Black.
Yeah. That was Detective. This was Detective White. Yeah. He goes, what? And then at the morgue, he goes, oh, yeah, this is Dr. Black. And he's like,
Yeah, but I like, she's like, look, these bodies are a little weird. Like, that guy's skeletal structure is all messed up. And then, like, I love when she puts his hand in there. She's like, you feel that? The livers and blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, everything seems normal. She's like, no, it doesn't.
They're not there.
Yeah. But then they open up the head.
And this is so cool.
This is a great effect.
Yeah.
So they made, you know, a puppet, miniature puppet for the wide shots. But then they made, like, another miniature, but, like, a bigger one.
Yeah, like they did with Gizmo, too.
What
like
they did with Gizmo, and that's why when it's a close-up on the alien, his mouth is, like, very, very detailed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then it was the wide shot. It's just, like, a finger puppet. Mm-hmm. It's going like that. But, yeah, so I guess he doesn't understand English.
Mm-hmm.
How did he have a business on Earth with that?
Well, they had universal translators.
Oh, is that what it was?
They say it in the when they're in the room with all the gadgets, there's a universal translator.
Oh.
And that's kind of the Star Trek thing. That's how everyone, that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I want to talk about, so he was stabbed in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him on any kind of life support. How is he injured?
Well, it might have affected like his breathing, cuz if it affects the thing, you know.
Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah. I'll give you that. But, you know, the effect is great. And, I love how he's, like, just struggling.
Just big, expressive eyes, too.
And he's just like, I need the galaxy is on.
But I like when they're trying to guess it, and it goes, yes.
And he gets, the galaxy is on Orion's belt, which is a constellation in the sky. Or is it?
Oh.
Also, we should also mention at this point that the cat came into the morgue.
The cat came back the very next day.
And I love that the cop is like, there's a problem with the cat.
You don't remember that song?
Yeah, they used to sing it in camps.
You don't remember that song? It was like, the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. Thought he was a goner, but the cat came back.
No.
I actually know every word.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
they used to sing it. They used to sing it like at Boy Scout camp.
Well, because I told you, there's the other song you just said.
Yeah, the other day, and I don't know, maybe you people would remember this. I had a vivid memory of this song that we used to sing in kindergarten, and it was There Was an Old Woman All Skin and Bones. And it's a really short song, and it's based on a Virginia folktale. And another version of it was used in the first Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark book. But this version, like, the old lady goes out into the cemetery and she sees all the bones all around and she wants to sweep them up. So she goes back into her kitchen, and when she opens up the door, boo! And this, every word to that song popped into my head, and I remembered where I was sitting when we used to sing that song, and the teacher used to turn the lights off when we would do it, and no one I talked to remembered that fucking song, and I was just like, wow.
Sounds familiar?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
But anyway.
Yeah.
The cat's there.
Yeah.
And I love the cop's like, there's a problem with the cat. And she's like, what is it? And he's like, it's your problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and also, What's-Her-Face is so in love with Will Smith at this point, too. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. They never actually say it, though.
Well,
it was
she's met him before.
Yeah. She vaguely remembers it. Plus, they've her brain is chunky chicken soup at this point in her head, and it's just sloppy.
And I think
around.
It's just set up.
But she never like really. She didn't really flirt with him in the.
But
beginning.
It also
you have very pretty eyes.
But that would also feed like, into really? Later in the movie where he thinks that she's really flirting with him. It's just kind of a setup to that.
It
you
is.
Know?
It felt like a little too. That was the only part where I'm like, this feels really forced here.
But then they flashy thing her. Mm-hmm. And I love Will Smith is like, how many times have you done this to this woman? He mentions he's done it like, because yeah, like, I imagine couple. She keeps like, because earlier in the movie when she like wanted to talk to Jay, I'm like she probably sees like aliens all the time. Yeah. They have to get it and flash it. Mm-hmm.
So would you not worried about no long-term damage?
Little.
Hey, Kay, have you ever flashy thing me?
No.
I ain't playing with you, Kay. Have you ever flashy thing me?
No.
The aliens keep them on another galaxy's time table for the day, and it's a 36-hour day.
Yes.
And he's like, well, you get used to it, or you have a psychotic break, which means that there's probably been, like, problems there in the past.
Plenty.
And I love Agent K is spying on his ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And this is where you find out, right? Like he was the guy in the band.
I mean, I kind of figured it because they just used an old... They basically used a picture from the movie Rolling Thunder. Because... Tommy Lee Jones looked old even when he was young. Have you ever seen Rolling Thunder before?
No.
Oh, okay. It was
like I've seen The Park Is Mine.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But yeah, he even looked old when he was young. It's like the guy who played Strickland in Back to the Future.
Yes.
He's also in fucking Masters of the Universe. 20-something years before Back to the Future, he was the cop in the beginning of the Amityville Horror.
You're right.
And he looked
right.
the same age. So I just assume there's a painting of that guy that gets older and he doesn't, you know? That's a Dorian Gray reference.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's spying on his ex-girlfriend. And it's all like, oh, what could have been? And he's like, it's better to have loved and lost. And he's like, have you tried it?
There's so many like little cute moments in this movie. That's like so heartfelt.
And yeah, because they don't go as heavy on the Will Smith-isms as they do in the later movies.
Yeah.
There's a nice balance here where they can still feel like he's a funny, brash character, but they're not just rolling catchphrases.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I do like that they pointed out, they're like, there's no galaxy on Orion's belt. Mm-hmm. It's just three stars.
Yeah.
But they decide to go check out Rosenberg's jewelry store, but so is Edgar.
Yep.
And they have to pick a gun for him, so they give him a noisy cricket. Yep. They're like, we're going to break this damn thing.
Yeah, because he goes like that, and he's like, whoa!
Yeah, he thinks he has, like, the shittiest gun in the world, and it's, like, the most awesome.
So powerful.
Yeah, so they confront Edgar at the jewelry store. Mm-hmm. They, like, fire at him.
And but he's also firing in public.
Yeah. Yes. And, like, the noisy cricket just, like, throws him
back.
And I love, he's like, the world's at stake. And Gage K is just like, yeah, it always is.
Every day. There's always an alien that's coming to destroy the Earth.
And they're so, even when there's a countdown happening, you see everyone inside, they're just like,
there's a lot of this that reminds me, and the ending especially, but there's a lot of this reminds me of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is how mundane and bureaucratic things to everyone else would seem like end of the worldy, but to these people, it's just Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, they make a point. They're just like, well, we have his ship, so he's not getting out of here. Mm-hmm. So we got time.
Yeah.
And I think in the jewelry store, whatchamacallit, Edgar is the one who looks at the cat.
Yes.
And he sees the name Orion. Mm-hmm. He's like, I think I know where the galaxy is.
Arms of Orion was a Prince song on the Batman 89 soundtrack.
Yes.
And Orion is the name of a DC Comics New God character.
Are we just going to go ahead and
I was just
going to
derail this.
I think Orion was like a Greek legend. Anyway, the Arkillians is what Rosenberg belonged to.
Yes.
And they're upset. They're like, hey, you need to, because the, they explain what the galaxy is later. Mm. But they're like, hey, you need to give us the galaxy. We blame you, Men in Black.
Yeah.
So Men in Black should be like, we have nothing to do. What are you talking about? Like, we give it to you if we had it. And I'm mentioning this because when we get to it, the plot, the threat in this movie was completely changed in post.
Yes, that's what I heard.
And I think it belongs here. And I'll get into more detail about it. But this is where they meet Frank the Pug.
Yes. Wow. With a guy who's not Riff Raff from Rocky Horror.
I always thought that was Riff Raff.
Yes.
Oh, he's like, oh, that guy's definitely an alien. He's like, you don't like it because my furry butt. In the cartoon, which is not canon, because it's in an alternate universe where Kay didn't retire, but then also the events of the first film happen. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Well, it's like the Ghostbusters cartoon.
Yeah.
The first movie happened, but then there's only one reference to Viggo in the entire rest of the series.
Yeah. But in that series, you actually see Frank outside of his pug suit, mm-hmm. but he's just like a green pug with some antenna. Like, that's it. Like, he still looks like a pug.
I just like that dog owes my friend money. They're practicing a ventriloquist act. He's like shaking the dog.
Because he needs information. He's mm-hmm. like, the galaxy is a source of energy that they can like power so many things. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, how is it here? And he's like, God, you humans are so obsessed with sizes. Yeah. Like, yeah, like not everything is up to your scale or mm-hmm. whatnot.
Do you see Frank a lot more was in the second
movie? One? Yeah. They give him a little suit.
Yeah, he gets a suit.
For some reason, I was thinking I saw Frank a lot more in the first. And I was like, that's all I see of him?
He's not in the third one, but there's a cute reference to him. Mm-hmm. When he goes back in time, there's like a there's a poster for like a traveling circus mm-hmm. and they're like the amazing talking pug. Yeah, and they're like, oh, that's funny.
The only thing I remember from the third ones, remember there was a big issue with how huge Will Smith's trailer was. And people in New York were like, it's like blocking the sun. It was like,
has like a bus that you can like live in.
But it was like Mr. Burns when he blocked the sun out in Springfield, you know, and everyone got rickets.
Yeah. So yeah, I think this is where Will Smith figures it out. Mm-hmm. And then Linda, whatever Fiorentino. Her name is, she figures out like the galaxy's on Orion's collar.
Yeah. She sees it. Yeah. She's mesmerized mm-hmm. by it.
Yeah. So the alien didn't know the word for collar and he mistaked it for belt, which is what led to the confusion. I kind of like that whole like mm-hmm. mystery there. Mm-hmm. And it's just a tiny little galaxy.
Yep.
We're so insignificant.
Well, then that plays into the ending.
Yeah, it plays into the ending.
I love the ending so much.
But yeah, then David Cross shows up.
And in the second one, his name is Newton.
What a stupid name.
It's almost as bad as Antonio.
You shut the hell up.
I just realized.
It's all right. I have a stripper name.
I just realized.
Fine.
That's true. I just realized I've been wearing Crystal's lady glasses.
I said that in the beginning when you put them on.
I just realized I still had them on.
You forget? It's so bright in here. Yeah. The lights.
So yeah, the David Cross is like the receptionist mm-hmm. at the morgue. And Edgar comes in. He's like, oh, he left me a cat.
Yeah.
Dear friend. But he's keeps spotting flies. And mm-hmm. even though these aren't his bugs, like he's a completely unrelated bug from like another galaxy.
Yeah.
He mm-hmm. still is sympathetic to the plight of the insects of Earth for some reason.
Is it just all bugs that he, because they don't say they're always cockroaches, are they?
They're just bugs in general.
Just bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, plays into the
But like the cockroaches like hang out with him and live on him.
Because it's awesome when they come out of his sleeve on the pierogies as well.
Yeah, but I don't know why he cares about the plight of human, like Earth bugs.
They might
also,
be.
Also, I don't think,
well,
flies.
You know, it's like Chariots of the Gods. Like the aliens came here and taught us technology, but some people believe that we are descended from aliens, you know.
But also like, he should be used to dead, but the reason there's millions and millions of insects is because they're really easy to kill, and that's why they reproduce so goddamn much. So you'd be like, it's just another fly. There's a million more.
There's a moth that apparently doesn't eat or anything like that, and it only lives to fuck, and then it dies within a week.
Then how does it eat as a caterpillar?
I didn't get that far into it. Okay, I just thought that was really
cool.
You
can't just not absorb any kind of energy.
It literally lives for less than a week because it literally survives just to fuck.
I'll give you that as a moth, but it has to eat as a caterpillar.
I don't know. I didn't go that far into this research.
I'm
going to
start dressing as a moth. I'm going to be like Arthur from The Tick.
You know, there are some famous characters that really related to a moth. And let's just say I'm not going to be sad when Jodie Foster shoots you in a basement. Edgar like beats up David Cross
and like cocoons him in slime.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Tom Skerritt. I think he confronts the doctor, the morgue lady. He's like, give me the galaxy or whatever. And then Agent J shows up, right?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. And I love this whole thing where she's like flirting with him. She's like, hey,
something under here you really need to see. And he's like, damn, girl, you don't go that fast.
But yeah, they realize it's him and Edgar escapes and he gets into like a cab or something. He throws the poor guy out of the way.
Grabs the cat.
But yes, he grabs the cat.
He grabs the cat, but they're running around. All right, so he takes Linda Fiorentino and gets in a cab. And they're running around, and Will Smith runs up to a dude who looks like Lin-Manuel
Miranda.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. And I'm like, well, that's obviously not Linda Fiorentino. Was that guy like a producer or something? What was that about?
But he eats the galaxy.
I watched In the Heights on Saturday.
He had to apologize for that movie.
Yeah, it was about a half hour too long.
You know what's funny? The musical is phenomenal. I saw it when it first was on Broadway. Mm-hmm. It became one of my favorite musicals. I knew every song by heart.
I like that his name is Usnavi because his dad saw U.S. Navy when they came to America.
My favorite is we're at a point where Lin-Manuel Miranda is being yelled at for not being liberal enough because he didn't cast the movie to Twitter specifications. I'm like, wow, this guy is getting oh my God, they really are just going after everyone.
Rita Moreno, whatever her name is, she went after him as well for it, and then she kind of walked it back. The dude who played...
Everyone is too bored.
Yeah.
Everyone, just get offline and just go outside.
The dude from Straight Outta Compton, the guy from Straight Outta Compton is also in Kong Skull Island. Yeah. He's really good in it.
See, I have to see it. I am always very scared because I am a huge Broadway musical theater nerd.
Yeah, me too.
musicals but, are for perverts. Let's get back to that.
Okay. I mean,
back at the MIB headquarters. Mm-hmm. The Arkillians fire a warning shot at the North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
And then they declare that they will destroy the planet. The reasoning is they don't want the bugs to get the galaxy. They'd rather destroy it. In the original cut, if I'm remembering it right, because I didn't have time to watch the deleted scenes because we've been filming for 2 days straight, and I'm very tired.
Mm-hmm. So what happens when you're famous, Tony?
Yeah.
Suck it up.
So in the original thing, it was two warring, like the Arkillians and something else.
Yeah.
They were coming to fight over the galaxy, and Earth was just going to be caught in the
crossfire.
Middle
of it, yep.
And be destroyed in the crossfire. And there's like, but I think that was too, that was just too much. So they simplified it in post.
And just had one.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't mind it simplified, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it works.
It's a good
movie.
It doesn't need that much complications.
Yeah.
But I do like that they say sorry.
Yeah.
They're like, we will destroy you. Sorry.
Yeah. Again, because even these other galaxies and other planets, it's all bureaucracy.
Yeah.
You know?
So they're like, oh, he can't get off the planet. What's he trying to do? What's he trying to do? And Jay realizes, like, oh, the UFOs at the World's Fair. Mm-hmm. He's going there.
Yep.
Which, of course, he is. Mm-hmm. And I like that he took Dr. Weaver as, like, a food.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm going to need a snack on the way. and then, like, she just won't shut up. So he's like, ah, forget it. It's just not like, oh, I'm killing you. He's like, just, all right, bye. Just go away. Why is he even bothering with the skin suit at this point? Like, I feel like it's just a detriment to him at this point.
Because they have Vincent D'Onofrio, you know? You got to use him for all he's worth. He's not cheap.
But yeah, so the Men in Black have to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we forgot to mention that the car has a little red button.
It does. Crystal, what did he tell him not to do?
Don't touch the red button.
That's right.
But he touches it and it turns into a supercar.
Yeah.
I feel like this is one of the most iconic scenes in the entire movie.
Because right, they even set it up earlier where like he didn't wear a seatbelt and now he's just
and
bouncing
now he's
around.
And they just put on
like,
music.
You have all the technology. Oh, it's an Elvis song.
Yeah.
Which is funny because at the end he's wearing the shirt that Elvis is wearing in Blue Hawaii in the tabloid picture, which I thought was funny.
He also says Elvis isn't dead.
He just went back home. Which that pissed that I like that, but then in the Joss Whedon version of Justice League, David Bowie, Prince, and Superman, did they all go back to their home planets? Yeah. And I was like, go fuck yourself, Joss Whedon.
What a Beto over here.
I'm glad he got eaten across the street on the top of that fucking building by zombies.
Rest in peace, Joss Whedon. So they show up. They see the ship taken off, and they, like, shoot it in front of, like, they had to neuralize everyone at that baseball.
I was waiting for that scene.
Yeah.
That would have been a great scene.
Everyone at the Mets game had to go. Yeah. And that was a real guy who played for the Mets at the time, too.
Yeah, I forget his name, but yeah, like, he just gets hit by
Did you ever see, I'm a big Oakland Athletics fan in baseball, so Jose Canseco, who's kind of a crazy person now, he's like the first, like, big steroids guy, he got traded to the Texas Rangers, and he was a really good home run hitter, but he couldn't play the field very well, and one time he lost a ball, and it hit him in the face, and bounced over the wall, and it counted as a home run.
That's pretty funny.
Oh my God.
But yeah, so the ship crashes.
Mm-hmm. In a terrible compositing shot.
When it's hitting, when it's a miniature hitting the thing.
When it's coming towards them, it's not great.
That looked fine. What did you watch this on?
My laptop in my kitchen.
So it should have looked better.
I watched it on a DVD on a Blu-ray player.
Mm.
So maybe it's one of those things where like the quality's a little poor, but it helps the special effects.
I saw it on, I rented it on Amazon.
Yeah.
I thought it looked fine. Like, we've seen some bad composite shots.
It was probably the worst in the movie because it was just, but then again, it kind of looked like it was bad on purpose too because it was just that bad.
What about the composite part?
Yeah.
The actual ship crashing is awesome. Way better than Star Trek Generations. That ship crashing. And it's pretty cool when he like opens up. He's got the white light behind him and he's like freaking out. And I love the whole like, put your hand on your head, and he just rips his head off. And the monster is all digital.
Yes.
They did build a animatronic from what I remember, but they just couldn't get it to move.
I'm sorry, it's really hot in here.
It is hot in here.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to hold the jacket on for a long, and I'm just like, I'm
trying to be professional here.
I keep drinking water. I'm sweating.
Anyway.
So there's a bug.
I'm treating like shit here, guys.
Yeah.
God, always with the attention.
I know. Flip the tie around.
Tony's about to talk about animatronics and blah, blah, blah. I need attention. Anyway.
Oh, my God. It's so hot.
So.
Pot, kettle.
Yeah. So they build an animatronic, but I guess they just couldn't get it to move smoothly. Yeah. I guess it's hard to animate like a real weird bug. So they went all digital.
But it looks good.
It looks good. Yeah. It has some issues. Mm-hmm. Like the color, it gets a little too shiny sometimes, but would look better today. But no, out of like you said, but 90s effects, like this one holds up pretty well. It's a cool design.
Cool design, too. And it looks like it exists in the same universe as the other monsters in the movie. It doesn't take you out of it because it is so digital.
Yes.
It still has that same kind of feel to it, which I enjoy. Yeah. You know?
And then Agent K is just like, I need to get that galaxy. Or no, I need to get my gun back.
Yeah, yes. So he lets it swallow
him. Eat me!
Which is like Drax did in the beginning of Guardians 2.
So Agent K went to the same school of underwater swimming as the killer, and I Know What You Did Last Summer, because he holds his breath for a very long time. So the alien is going on to the other ship.
Mm-hmm.
And then Will Smith, you know, because he hits him with like a 2x4 and stuff, gets his ass kicked, but he starts squishing bugs.
Because he won't come down. And he won't pay attention to him.
So gross.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't do bugs.
Yeah.
I'm fine with everything else, but cockroaches freak me the fuck out.
I used to have a friend that had a pet hissing cockroaches. Mm. He had them as pets.
I used to have a cockroach allergy.
Yeah.
What?
I got an allergy test in like 2005, and cockroaches is what I was allergic to. That's... But then my most recent allergy test, I don't have it anymore.
You're like the dude at the end of Creepshow. That's how you're going to die. They're all just going to come out of your body.
Yeah.
When did they say, hey, in an allergy? Because I got that. It was like 30 something on your arm. I was allergic to almost every single one of them.
The cockroaches is on the thing.
What the fuck's like, let's see if you're allergic to cockroaches.
No, I know people, but I've heard of other people, like a friend of mine who lived in a really bad part of Philly.
Yeah.
They had roaches, and he used to have, like, he looked like he had chicken pox on his arms, and it was, like, really...
It was weird. When I worked at Office Max before I got this job here...
Hack the Movies video.
They had a bad cockroach problem, and I was itchy all the time. So that's why I was shocked when I got tested, and I found out I didn't have it anymore. Mm-hmm. What happens is their bodies decay and break up and then get in the air.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just them crawling on you. It's just because they break down, and then, like, the debris... Anyway.
I'm just coursing with HPV.
Yeah. The point I wanted to make is Will Smith is crushing on the cockroaches and he says, y'all look alike.
Yeah.
Cancel Will Smith. That is super not racist. Okay. Yeah. And I know I just made fun of people canceling that fucking dude who made that stupid play, but cancel Will Smith. No, cancel Jada Pinkett, really.
Oh,
her entanglement that she got into.
It was an entanglement.
Yeah.
If the tables were turned on that and Will Smith was like my entanglement, they would be murdering.
Did you ever see when somebody cut that together with iRobot?
iRobot, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, so, you know, they confront him, and then the alien gets blown up from the inside by Agent
K. It took a long time for him to get that gun. Yeah.
I think he was also looking for the galaxy.
Yeah.
Because he finds it. He finds the galaxy. And I love the scene where they're like, it's another background scene. There's a couple of them. Reminds me of the Jim Carrey background stuff in Living Color. But yeah, he's like talking about, like, oh, you should have been here for this. But if you look at the back, you just see the front half of the alien sneaking behind him. And then how does he get killed?
But he's like, oh. I had fire and he hit me. I mean, I had hurt, but like he was just playing it off like he's cool.
How does he get killed? Strong, independent woman.
Yes.
She shoots him and then she's
But the jump of it was good, though. Like, you saw it coming, but it still has a little bit of impact. I forgot about it when I rewatched it.
So, it looked like it was another alien, though.
No, he just blew it in half.
No, it was just the front half.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then for a second when I watched it. I was like, wait, is that in a second one?
No.
No, it's this one.
And then they go back to headquarters, and I guess now she just wants to be a man in black.
Mm-hmm. a woman.
Well,
in
she
black.
Didn't want to. They didn't even.
Well, no,
she was. They were going to drive her home because she's like, guys, like my apartment's not here.
But that's her being like, I want to, because she's like an interesting job you guys have. It's like. Okay.
I don't think that was her saying that she wanted to be in.
Well, she ends up being a man in black.
But also earlier when they're talking about it, Rip Torn says, we are they and them. And I was like, wow, they were ahead of the game on the pronouns.
Yes.
But I don't think it was her saying that she wanted that job. I'm sure they were like, hey, she got the job.
Yeah.
But then you get the twist that Kay was looking for as a replacement, not a partner.
And he says the same thing as the partner. He's like, I don't look at the stars, you know.
He's like, we just fought a big giant bug. That's one of the memories I don't want.
Oh, he's like, I was down the gullet of a, in whatever cockroach,
Yeah, and then there's the emotional moment where he sets it all the way back. Yeah.
He's like, see you around, kid. He's like,
and then I love they go to the tabloids, and it's like, man wakes up from coma after so many years.
And he's with his girlfriend.
Yeah, it was after 35 years. Yeah. Can you imagine?
But now Will Smith's Men in Black outfit looks like he's in a 90s R&B
group. Yeah, they updated the outfit. I thought they were real strict about what they're out. Yeah, and then he doesn't wear it in the sequels.
Are the Men in Black now Belle Biv DeVoe?
But they have a very important alien coming, and they need a representative. So they hit, or he needs tickets to a game. So they hit up Dennis Rodman. He's like, he's an alien, not much of a disguise.
And then Dennis Rodman is Kim Jong-un's friend.
Yes.
And Kim Jong-un was a space cockroach in Team America World
Police. No, that was Kim Jong-il.
Same family.
Two different people.
They're both descended from gods, I've heard.
And then the camera zooms all the way out. We find out our galaxy is some alien's marbles.
Which is cool, but it also reminds me of, again, Hitchhiker's Guide. Our galaxy was a billiard ball in a game with, like, god alien creatures. Yes. So,
here come the men in black. What's the original song they use?
Send Me Forget-Me-Nots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do the lyrics go on that? It's like,
I'm not going to sing it now. I did it once before on another episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is when Will Smith was just taking old songs and adding lyrics from
like
the
Wild
Wild
West, and I'm not allowed to tell that story.
No. But no, I really like the Men in Black song.
I really like that song.
I get very nostalgic for it. Yes. I had the CD and everything.
Yeah.
But no, this is very...
I like Will Smith's songs. I'm not going to lie. Welcome to Miami.
I was just going to... I was like, I like it when Will Smith welcomes me to Miami.
Yes. But no. Great.
Because he's bouncing in the club when the heat is on, and it's all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I love that song.
Great movie.
Very good movie.
Very good. Yeah. Still holds up. Mm-hmm. Really, nothing really wrong with it. I mean, a few CGI effects aside.
It's
but
good.
It's really, really good. Fine. I wish they made movies like this still. Mm-hmm. Just like,
and here's the thing.
Second and third kept up with that.
And here's where they fucked up.
Yeah.
Men in Black International.
I mean, there's a fourth one?
There's a fourth one with
Why do I have no memory of the fourth one?
Room for one more? Men in Black.
A new Men in Black movie. I should see that.
Well, that movie was terrible. I need to get it out of my brain.
Room for one more? Men in Black.
A new Men in Black movie. I should... see that.
Well, that movie was terrible. I need to get it out of my brain.
Room for one more? Men in Black.
New Men in Black movie. I should see that. That movie was terrible. I need to get it out of my brain.
Room for one more? Men in Black.
New Men in Black movie. I should see that. Movie bad. Brain out.
Room for one more? Men in Black.
Thor and Valkyrie are in it, and here's where they fucked up. That movie would have been awesome if they have to go to another planet, and aliens treat Earth as we treat aliens. They don't believe in them, and they get involved in this thing. It's like the Futurama episode where they go to the robot planet, you know?
Right. Two is pretty bad.
It's not horrific, but it's okay. It's better than the third.
Jack Nicholson's girlfriend and, ex-girl, I don't know what she is. and Laura Flynn Boyle and Johnny Knoxville.
And Rosario Dawson's in it.
And Rosario Dawson,
oh,
yes.
Yeah, yep. God, she's in it.
Three is fun. Three's okay.
I think two's better than three.
The only thing I liked about three was James Brolin as young version Tommy Lee Jones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, maybe we'll visit those one day. Okay. Men in Black 3. You know, is that the movie people always ask us to do? Men in Black 3.
It's an alien.
It's a three movie with an alien
third
in it.
Okay. So, yeah.
I think that's it. Yeah. We'll look into movies that have aliens that are the third in the series.
Yeah. YouTube Men in Black 3, right?
YouTube that's search what we, Men in Black 3. Exactly. YouTube search Men in Black 3. And like, share, and subscribe. Check out our podcast feed. Join us on Patreon and call our voicemail for the podcast version of the show. We're going to be answering your voicemails. And I hope by the time this airs, we figured out all the technical issues and I don't look like a liar again. Now we have to go do the premiere for I Know What You Did Last Summer. So if you watched the premiere and wondered why I was late, it's because we were doing this.
See you all Thursday.
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our other videos and Patreon page. Talking about tapes.